can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, February 21st, 2024, episode 77.
Hello, my queen.
Oh, hello, my love.
I love having you here up on the throne next to me.
Oh, yes.
There's
the
no
podcast throne.
The podcast
throne. Yes, I'm here on my side. I see all the wires.
You know... You have a lot of commentary on me.
Cheers me, cheers
oh,
me.
Oh, yes. Okay, here we go. Oh, what are you drinking there?
I'm drinking a Pellegrino.
Cheers?
At least it's in a wine glass.
Yes, it is. Okay. Yeah. Let me...
smell the bubbles.
Do you have a lime Pellegrino? Or is
no,
it, is
no,
it any,
no, no. I don't do citrus in my water.
Oh, okay. Mm-mm. Hold on. I have a wine. I'm going to taste it for a moment. Oh, yes. For those of you still participating in the original formula of this program, this is a, do you think I pronounced that Reese or Rise? R-H-Y-S.
I think Rise.
Rise? I think, yeah, really Rise?
Reese or Rise, R-H-Y-S.
Now, did this not come from?
It came from the.
David Young?
Surgeon General and his ex-campaign manager.
I haven't even talked to her about that. Wow, thanks. This was a topic on my agenda. You already blew it. This is from Anderson Valley. It's a Pinot Noir, 2018, 5 years old. But listen to this.
They have gifted us so many beautiful bottles of wine, and I haven't been able to drink any of them because you've snarfed them all.
Well, you snooze, you lose.
I know, apparently.
Just so you know, Anderson Valley Estates is established as one of the most compelling wine regions in the world.
Really?
Yes,
where is
according
it?
To their own bottle.
Oh.
In California.
Oh.
It's in Ukiah. Ukiah? U-K-I-H? Ukiah, California.
U-K-I-H?
Here's what you're missing. Complexity, uncommon minerality, concentration, longevity. You're missing a lot.
I'm missing. Can I smell it?
No.
Okay. You're so mean. You're mean.
Here, smell that. There you go. There you go. But tell me, what do you think?
Oh.
You have not had a sip of wine.
It's music to my nostrils.
You have not had a sip of wine for what, 2 weeks now?
Going on three. Hello. Yes.
Please bring us up to speed on your health journey.
Okay. I know. Everybody's probably so sick of hearing this. No, we don't need a jingle.
Ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, we do. Dina's health journey.
No, we do not need a jingle.
Health journey.
I know for a fact everybody's prayers
have worked. Yes, are working for sure.
So I finished my 2 week strict elimination diet protocol.
Which means you were eating nothing except for 5 ounces of beef at night. And a stick of butter on a stick.
Yes, and a tallow turd.
And a tallow turd or two, yes.
So this week I got to introduce egg yolks. 3 lowly little itty bitty egg yolks.
Well, here's the funny thing. So this morning you say you were in a hurry. It's like, I say, how can I help? You say, yeah, can you do the egg yolks? Okay, I'll do egg yolks, no problem. And then as you leave, it's like, I'm so hungry. It's just 3 egg yolks. Is it anywhere that says it has to be 3?
I know.
Could have been 5 or 6.
I know. I didn't even think of that.
You're so funny. You are so funny.
Okay. So I'm slowly introducing different foods back in to see what? I don't know. But this is what I do know. I have had a couple wins.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about it because people are very invested.
Yes.
And not just the women, but the men with thyroid issues as well. I mean, everyone's like, oh, Roa, what is going on? We need an update. This is now the thyroid show.
It's not. Okay, so it started with the elimination diet. So it was take all the foods out of your diet as well as all the supplements. So I'm not taking any vitamins. The only thing I'm taking is my thyroid meds and my magnesium at night, and that's it. So I followed it to a T. I'm still taking my temperature.
But the thyroid
morning.
Meds have been upped, right?
Yes, the thyroid meds have been up. The iodine, I now have to take 12 drops of iodine every morning, which is very tasty.
And we've learned that you should put a little more water than 2 drops. Did you burn your throat doing that? It was like not a good thing.
Yeah. So, so I've been following it. You know me, I'm a rule follower. I follow it. Like I'm
really
so.
I'd never noticed that.
I'm so invested in this. So my wins are I'm sleeping through the night.
Not just a win for you. It's a win for me.
Yes.
Although the other night I woke up at 3 a.m, you were sound asleep, sawing logs. I'm like, what is this all of a sudden? Now I'm waking up at 3 a.m.
And you were up early this morning too, 5:30.
But we went to bed at 10 and I didn't read. So I basically slept 7 hours.
Yeah, because you got that blue light in your face.
Well, stop. What? Okay. Because for the past 10 days.
Yes. Tina, I know.
Normally, Tina has a... And by the way, I think it's amazing because I do like to read sometimes scripture. I'm not reading anything heavy before I go. So I just like to read and then I kind of doze off. And when the phone sometimes like hits me in the head, you have that moment like, oh, it's time to go to sleep. But to block the light...
Yes.
You had one of those airplane sleep masks.
Yes, Ashley sent it to me.
Which, and by the way, I think it's phenomenal that you can even wear that and go to sleep. Yes. I think it would bother me too much.
It's great.
And it fell behind the bed.
In between the wall and the
every
headboard.
Every night.
I know.
You're in bed, and I come to bed and you're like, where's your mask? Oh, I forgot.
It's still behind.
I mean, can you just do this one night? Just get it? I mean, I'll help you, whatever it takes.
I don't think about it. I get up, I make the bed. I just don't think about it. So,
and then I'm reading, you're like...
I'm like, will you please turn it off? Because it's like a candle in the bedroom.
Just put the pillow over your head, girl, like you used to.
I know, I used to do
the good
that.
Old days.
The good old days.
You would do that kind of out of protest.
I know, and then you'd be like, she's mad.
Well, because you are mad. There's always something. There's always some reason for you to be mad at me.
That is not true, Mr. Curry.
Okay,
give me another example.
Yesterday, we were driving home from Jimmy and Annette's house, and you say, oh, we got an invite to go play pickleball. I said, first of all, I'm like, pickleball. Oh, when? The Saturday we come back from Austin, I'm like, oh no, because and I know I'll be driving for an hour and a half. I have a few hours to prep, and I won't have prepped on Friday, and they'll be getting up 5:30 on Sunday. And then you all of a sudden you stop talking, which is your code I'm mad. And then I said, are you mad? You said, no, I am not going to try and convince you to have fun with me. Wow.
I said, like, I'm gonna go. And you're like, go.
Yeah,
I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go have fun. You're like, go. I'm like,
I'm sorry. How did I say that?
I mean, go, girl. I don't care. That's what she said.
Wow. I believe you heard it that way, but I'm pretty sure that's not
like,
how
I'm not going. You go, girl.
You go.
You show you them go your have pickleball.
Fun. Have fun with your pickleball. I mean, it just sounds wrong. I'm sorry. Pickleball.
You know who's a big pickleball player is Anamika. She's like in a tournaments.
It's
like table tennis. It's just on the ground.
It's midget tennis, no, right? It's tennis it for not. Midgets.
No, midget is not the right word. It's little people.
Yes, little people. I know some little people, and they don't mind if I call them midgets.
Okay, no, it's not that. It's table tennis, like on the ground. That's what it is.
Yeah, with a big dorky looking racket, which has no strings.
It's not big.
It's a paddle.
No,
it's like
it's
an oar.
Paddle.
It's like an oar.
Anyway.
Like an oar without a stick.
Anyway, I wasn't mad.
Yeah. Who has a... You were being passive aggressive. Admit it. And I'm like...
I was collecting my thoughts.
Anyway, and I even said, you can't fool me. I've been with you a long time, girl. I know what you're doing. And you said, no, I was just joking.
I'm like, I was collecting my thoughts. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, okay, mm-hmm. Back to my wins.
You get a droopy boost.
Back to my wins. Okay, so I'm sleeping. That is great. Last night, I think I got 7.5 hours sleep, didn't wake up once, didn't get out of bed.
That's phenomenal.
That's great. The next big win is I've dropped 9 pounds. Oh, oh, geez.
Ladies and gentlemen, 9 pounds.
A little late there, Johnny.
Hey, and I told you,
you're
said,
not
hey,
Johnny
I
at the rat hole on
I
that
told
one.
You, I said, you know, you lost weight. And then you get on the scale and it's 9 pounds.
I know.
Which is kind of a super win because it was really more about your health. And now you're sleeping, you're feeling better, and you lost 9 pounds.
Well,
which is what all this crap started with in the first place, is about losing weight.
Well, yes. But
there we go.
Oh, Johnny at the rat hole, you are not.
Johnny at the rat hole. I've never even heard of this saying. It's a good show title, but what does it mean?
It means you aren't very quick.
Johnny. What Johnny is at the rat hole? And who is Johnny and where's the rat hole?
Listen, stick with me. I got a lot of Indiana stuff.
Oh, it's an Indiana thing.
Johnny at the rat hole.
Geary.
No, but the 9 pounds, I mean, that's a lot of weight to lose in 3 weeks.
It's like a quarter of your weight. It's amazing.
Yeah, you're so kind. But your face. It just goes to show you how inflamed I was. So it's a lot of the inflammation is going down.
And really? Is that what it is?
Yes. That's
weight?
Oh yeah.
Isn't just weight?
I mean, it's water weight. I mean, I was just so inflamed. And so I'll take it.
It doesn't matter what it is. Yeah, as long as you're happy.
I'll take it. Mm-hmm. So excuse me, I drink my water.
Yeah, please. Mm-hmm. We're all going to listen to you drink your water.
Okay. So those are my two
you
really
drink
big
water
wins.
Very nicely.
Thank you.
Yes, sensually.
Yes. Whatever. So yeah, so it's slowly the fatigue is waning. It's not as bad. But
right, because that was another thing. You would have these bouts of fatigue. You just like, bleh.
Oh, I would knock me out. Uh-huh. But the thing that has reemerged, though.
I know what it is.
It's the, I'm going to combust. I've gotten my mini hot flashes again because I'm off all hormones.
You're back in your menopause. It's amazing.
Yes, I'm back. I'm sweating again.
And I can see it happen. I'm looking.
It's happening right now. I'm ready to combust. I need a fan. Where's the fan?
I'm sorry. I mean, I told
you. There's a big one somewhere around here.
I said I would get you one of those little handheld battery fans. Like, you kept saying no, no, no.
I'm hoping it'll pass.
It'll pass.
Yeah.
Yeah. You okay?
I'm a little warm.
Yeah. Have another drink.
Okay.
Yeah. Have another drink. Okay.
But yeah. So win-win. I'm so happy.
Now, along with that great news.
Yes.
Is another 0.4 pounds loss for Miss Phoebe Buffay.
Oh, yes. Phoebe and I are on our weight loss journey together.
You both are on your weight loss journey. I couldn't be more proud of both of you. I took her to the vet today.
So she lost a half a pound or she lost?
She was 104.3.
Oh, and she lost 0.4. So almost
104.3 FM. Now she's 103.9. All hits all the time.
So she's got 3.9 pounds to go before she's in double digits. Well, actually 4.4 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But once she's in double, I mean, she's going to make it.
Yeah.
Because it was only a few weeks ago that I went to weigh her.
Her Barbie doll waist is back.
Her Barbie doll waist is back.
She's no longer in the plus sizes. I bet you that raincoat would fit her now.
Maybe.
She was a little girthy.
She's jumping around when we take her out. And when I take her out in the morning, she's all spry.
She's a happy girl.
She's a very happy girl. She's barking a little bit more, which you find very irritating.
Oh, I know. She's but very vocal. Oh,
well, because there's a lot of stuff going on.
She got in trouble the other day, though. She came out with her eyes squinty, like, don't yell at me, Mom. Don't yell.
Have you ever seen her with the eyes squinty? You don't give her commands. You just yell at her. And
she
like,
listens to me, though.
I know, but she doesn't know what to do. She's like, I can hear she's not.
Her eyes squinty, like, please, don't hit me.
Oh,
I would never do that. But she was just going off. And it's been a little excessive lately.
Well, there's a lot going on next door at the property next door. And, you know, the other day when you were out and all of a sudden I was doing the show, my stepdaughter was here.
Yes.
Also known as your daughter.
Yes.
And Phoebe was, and she was working. Phoebe's going crazy. I was about to pause the show and go check. And it turned out there was a cow and two little calves running right through the yard.
Yes, right.
And Ellen took a picture of it, took a video of it. I'm like, where does that come from?
Yeah, a cow with two calves.
But running, like galloping. Yeah. No wonder Phoebe was upset. She's like, this is not right.
Yeah, we had a literal farm in our backyard. Yeah,
which of course brings us to...
Wait, we're not done about Phoebe, so we need to talk about...
Well, okay.
The boarding situation.
The reason I took her to the vet, first of all, to weigh her, second of all, to get a replenishment of food, and to get her current on her vaccinations, as is required by Paws and Claws.
Yes.
Pet resort.
Yes.
Mind you, Paws and Claws Pet Resort.
Yes, so Adam researched, and he looked at the reviews, he read all the details, he read the menu of services. Ensure that it was up to par for his dog.
Well, she has an executive suite. When we go to Austin.
What does that mean, the executive suite?
Well, you have a big cage where all the other dogs are next to each other, and the executive suite is a nice it's a nice room.
Yes.
And there's a, you know, and it's cozy, and it has paintings on the wall, and it's like a home. It's like,
can we bring her bed? Or do they have beds there?
They have beds there. You can bring whatever you want. I'm bringing her bowls just in case, you know, so she feels at home with her bowls. And I had to go through this whole admission process. You know,
did they interview you?
No, but I had to submit all this stuff and make a reservation. And I had to go show all the proof that she had her vaccines, which is, it's known around town that they're a little stringent on that. But they are very good and they care well for the dogs. And so I took her there and, well, first of all, she was great at the vet. And she's really, I mean, compared to when we first got her, this is just an amazing dog. And everybody loves her. She had to get her vaccination. She's like, okay, whatever. Yeah. Okay.
Here's my arm.
Pretty much. Yeah. Hey, give me some COVID stuff while you're at it, man. Whatever. That's good. mRNA. And she just loves in the, she just wants to be in the car. She loves driving in the car, sticking her head out. And so I took her into the office. I said, I want you to introduce you to Phoebe. Like, oh, and you know, the two girls, you know, got down low and had a little treat, and so they introduced themselves, and she was really sweet.
So
and
she
kind.
Went off her diet today.
She like got the treats. Smallest, like a Flintstone vitamin size treat. I also just wanted to see, okay, that's the executive suite, and she's getting a wash and one nature walk.
One nature walk?
Or it's only going to be, was it Friday night? Two nights.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she gets a nature walk.
Oh, okay. Yes.
And then you will have to pick her up Sunday afternoon.
Yes. Yeah.
So I'm very excited because it seemed like she immediately was like, oh, okay, this is cool. You know, it's fine. And, you know, and she'll be okay. And I'll feel good.
Yeah.
And you'll feel good too.
Yes.
You'll feel good knowing that she's in good hands.
But I do want to mention that lovely, lovely Jill from church
offered
mm-hmm. to take Phoebe. And she said that she had two border collies, and you and I both were like, oh,
nope, Phoebe, that's not going to work.
Phoebe's not socialized. And no. Unfortunately,
well, she's socialized and she doesn't like it. Yeah. she knows what it's like to be around dogs. She doesn't like it.
She's not socialized around other dogs.
No, she doesn't
at all.
Like it.
She's not the one where you drop her off at daycare and she has a great time during the day.
Because because I've seen it at the park, if some dog is sniffing around her too long, she's like,
Rrr. She snaps at him. She doesn't like it, which is really weird because Alicia and Robert, Julian, that their name?
Yeah.
When they found her, she was palling around with another dog, some dude dog. Probably the father of her puppies.
Baron Scott also offered.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He says, when are you guys going? You know, they have a million dogs. I'm like, eh.
Oh, I know. No. I wish she was more socialized because it would make it so much easier.
Yeah. No. So anyway,
so thank you,
it's
Jill.
Solved,
we love you
and
for
we're
offering.
Happy, and it's a good thing.
Yeah, but I wanted to publicly thank Jill for that generous offer. Believe me, if we could, we would. Next dog, we will.
Now, can I just get right to the next exciting
piece of
news? Our next
dog, which is going to be...
Would you stop with the next dog?
Regina, you're like, Regina Phalange.
You're talking this one into the grave. It's not cool. Stop it. And it's going to be a doodle something, like a flop and flipping doodle.
Regina Phalange is going to be her name.
Okay, stop with that. It's like, this is not a cool thing. You know,
well,
I don't
like
it.
I think we could get another dog, though.
You just went through the whole, she's not socialized.
Yeah, but we could... Oh, okay.
Why would you want two dogs? What is wrong with you?
Okay. One dog for you, one dog for me.
Okay. Good luck with that dog that's going to chew stuff up and poop in the house. Phoebe's great. She's my dog. That's right. You go get your own dog.
No, we'll go to Doodle Rescue. Doodle Dandy Rescue.
Just the fact that it's Doodle anything is not cool.
Anyway, all right, segue. What were you going into? Because you're pulling the show tonight.
I am,
you know that because
yes,
I have nothing on my
everybody
list.
Everybody saw the newsletter and you're like, well, we'll see if Adam can do
Adam, go.
Because not only have you been successful at your weight loss journey and your health journey and Phoebe's weight loss journey and your husband's happiness journey.
Oh.
You found some rims you like.
I did. It's a celebratory show.
It's a great show.
I know.
Now, it's not like you've ordered them or anything.
No,
it's not
I got,
like anything is happening yet, but you said, I like these.
Okay.
I heard the words.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going in on Friday because my engine light came on for what reason, who knows.
You were just there.
Oh my gosh.
These cars,
so I drive,
man, these
all
cars
the way to San Antonio again.
These cars are no good.
So I want to show them the rims and say, does the centerpiece on my rims come off? And are
so you
they,
can have the same logo.
Yes, although
you looked at rims like, oh no, it doesn't have my car's logo. I don't want
it. I don't want Vox or Vox or
Playboy Bunny.
No, Fim, fake rim.
Yeah, like you should have a little Playboy Bunny in your rims. That would be hilarious.
Yeah, that would be hilarious. Here's the thing, though. I think that the wheels are gunmetal. And the centerpiece,
sexy.
The centerpiece,
oh,
though,
it's not gunmetal.
Yeah.
So it may not look good.
I have a two-tone going on. Anyway.
Dude, get it together, please.
I know. Just, I know, Adam.
Tina's like, maybe we should just go exchange it for a different car.
I know. And you go, no.
No, of course not.
Well, when the engine light came on, the fact that the engine light came on and I hate my rims, I'm like, I'm just going to get a new car.
No, you're not. There's no new car money.
Go,
what are you talking
you
about?
Go, you just want to be like a net.
We need some boost. Tina needs a new car.
Boost.
Come on, everybody. Let's go.
You immediately, and you rarely say no to me, and you go, no. I'm like, I give you even the sad puppy dog face, and you're like, no,
it's not happening. Not happening.
I just thought about that. If they're gunmetal, it's not going to match the, it's going to look
well,
goofy.
Maybe you can get your car logo in gunmetal. Oh, whatever.
I'm going to ask them. I'm on it. I'm on it Friday morning and going there.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right, what else you got on your list?
Hey, would you stop doing that? I mean, this is not how it should, you know, the show just flows. If you keep saying, what else on your list? Well, that's not professional.
Well, you always say to John, what you got? What do you want to go to?
Is this the John show?
No.
Are you John?
No.
Please. Don't insult me, Podfather.
Okay.
We went on the funniest dinner dates last night.
Yes, we did.
I just want everyone to understand. Pastor Jimmy and podcaster Adam, from time to time, like to go on a bro date. It happens once every 2 weeks.
No, longer than that, like once a month.
And we can't just go on a bro date, no. Then the sisters have to go on a sis date. And
it's a girlfriend date. It's not sisters, girlfriend.
It's a bro date and a sis date. And it's so, I mean, I have a whole bunch of descriptors for it. But so you and I drove together to their house.
Yes.
Which is halfway between our house and Bernie.
Yes.
Then Pastor Jimmy and I got in his car, drove to Bernie. And you and Damonette were in your car driving to Bernie. And yes. We went to two different restaurants.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
I mean, might as well just all go out together and just not talk to each other. Just, you know, you guys talk over there. Sit at a different table.
Why? What's the problem?
It was just funny.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
We just want to go on a bro date. You copied us. I think that's what it is. Like you were copying us. Like,
copying you.
It's like it kind of diminished from our special time together. I don't know what it was.
What? You didn't have a good time?
I had a great time.
It weakened? It didn't.
We had a great time. Okay.
We copied you. Oh, you hear that, Annette? Uh-huh, we copied
him. It was like,
him.
Girls suck with a backwards S.
Oh!
A sign on the door. Girls keep
no,
out.
No girls, girls allowed.
No girls allowed.
We didn't.
How was your date? Tell me how your sister date was.
My girlfriend date.
Okay.
My girlfriend
You can't say that?
I like my, she's my girlfriend. Okay. She's my best girlfriend.
All right.
It was fun. We had a great
girlfriend,
time. It was nice to catch up because she's been so busy. We've been busy. You know, it's just nice to be able to catch up. And
we
see
were
her.
Literally with them at dinner on Sunday night.
I know.
Nice to
and
catch up.
And then when
up.
Tim and Peggy were here, we saw them. We went out to dinner and then we went to the winery. So I guess we are seeing them quite a bit. But I always enjoy being around Annette. And I did tell her for her birthday, I'm going to take her to a spa for two nights.
In Hawaii is what you told me.
We're going to Hawaii. Yeah. No.
I don't think so.
We're going to Austin.
Rims, Hawaii. Yeah, which one's it going
to
be?
No, you and I will eventually go to Hawaii someday. But yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice?
So we're going to plan that. So that'll be a nice little getaway for the two of us.
When Pastor Jimmy and I get together and we actually... Our food didn't show up for an hour.
Was it an hour?
We didn't even notice it.
Oh, because
at a certain point, like, hey, wait a minute. Those people sat down like 15 minutes after us. They're eating. Where's our food? I don't know what happened, but we were just talking and talking and solving all the problems of the world and talking about the problems of the world. And man, I just, iron sharpens iron.
I know.
We influence each other so much just with the general concept, you know.
I don't think I've ever seen you with a friend like this. I've never witnessed a friendship like this. Have you ever had a friendship like this?
No.
Yeah.
This equal?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
No. No.
Yeah.
And I, you know, and I could tell you all the ways in which we're similar and all the ways in which we're different. But the thing is we both have knowledge and experience that the other doesn't have.
Yeah.
And
you don't always, you don't just talk about podcasting and you don't just talk about the ministry.
No, you talk about God, the world and all the other stuff.
That's same with me and Annette too. Yeah. It's the same thing. So yeah.
It was just so
I love good. That you have this fantastic friendship with him.
And I'm very excited about what's happening with our church here and Fredericksburg. There's something going on with Fredericksburg.
Yeah.
There are people, I mean, the church is now, I mean, if you look on a monthly basis, about 800 people visit the church.
No.
On a monthly basis, yes. Pastor Jimmy told him that they hit about 800 people. Not everyone comes every show, every Sunday. That's like 7 or 8% of the population of Fredericksburg. That's big.
No.
He said we have about 11,500 people. That's what he said.
So 1%, 10% would be 1,100.
So it's
okay,
about,
okay.
My math's on.
Yeah.
I know how much rums cost. Yeah.
Rums? You know how much rums cost?
Okay. Rums. I got to write down so many
things. Sork cokers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Must be those new teeth.
But, and even, you know who called today? Who left me a message?
Ooh.
Peggy, Debbie. Wait, when I say the name, they'll go, oh.
A woman is calling you?
Yes, yeah, Debbie Newby.
Oh, our realtor?
Our realtor.
Was she trying to sell
our
house?
From Austin. No, she says, one of my clients in Austin wants to move to Fredericksburg, and I was looking around and thought of you guys and just wanted to call and say hi, which is realtor code for, you want to sell your house? I mean, you know, that's yes. Always, it's always that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I didn't talk to her, but the impression I get is that people, I mean, this is what I'm hearing, people are leaving
moving.
Austin,
yes.
Trying desperately to find a place out yes. here. Stay away. We don't need you.
That's just like Pastor Jimmy talking about the gentleman that he met yesterday. That
also
just
from
moved
Austin.
From Austin. A lot
like
of people.
A documentary filmmaker.
Yes, a lot of people.
I mean, what is going on here?
Yeah.
And then the church is full, and I mean, there's this.
It's growing.
I was interviewed by the Grimerica podcast.
Yes.
These two dudes in Scandinavia, and they're big No Agenda guys, and they're really sweet guys. They do the value for value model. And just unprovoked, they said, you know, of the last 10 guests, 5 or 6 all of a sudden are Jesus freaks. They're all following Jesus. And they said, I have to tell you this because ever since you told us a year and a half ago, whenever I was on their show, he said, it's remarkable. Just people out of the blue. Something's happening.
Yes. Revival. There's a revival.
Something is
Aslan
happening.
Is on the move.
I really, really, really.
Oh, I do too.
I'm excited
about it. I totally believe
it.
That.
I'm excited about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, me too.
So while all this is happening, you and I have been talking about the mayoral plans.
Oh, yes.
And I also talked to Pastor Jimmy about it. And in general, I have to say I also did a deep dive into the city website. Man, the stuff the mayor has to do that is not productive is outrageous.
Oh, really?
I mean,
like ribbon cutting ceremonies.
No, administrative, just horrible, stupid things that I'm like, this is a lot of meetings. And I think I can be a lot more effective in other ways.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more effective.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, particularly, as I said, bringing a different type of person to Fredericksburg and
yes.
the tourism industry. You know,
yes.
I definitely see that happening.
So you're abandoning your campaign?
I think I'm pausing it. I'm pausing my campaign
okay.
temporarily. I'm pausing it. Now, I hadn't told my campaign manager yet, so you kind of blew it out early.
Sorry, Karen.
But she's the one that came up with worship on the marked plots, which kind of got my blood going about, we can worship music on the marked plots and there's things we can do.
Yeah.
And also, I think I mean, I'm now really reading all of the city council meeting stuff. I need to go to those more often.
Yeah.
You know, when there's really something to
I'll
do.
I'll go with you.
Yeah. Now, like that just came out, the preliminary zoning plan, which is a big document. But, you know, we should look at stuff like yeah. that. What are they doing with our
Well, we got to walk the talk. You're always saying get involved in local politics. So.
That's exactly it. Yeah. Local, local, local. So I'm excited about doing
And we're going to meet with one of the sheriff candidates that called me Tim. Thank you. So
now this
Hey, Tim, it's Chris Aea. I'm running for sheriff. I'd like to meet with you. I'm like, first off, my name is Tina, not Tim.
Do you think that, because a lot of people confuse me with Tim Curry, do you think that he was thinking, you know, he knew he was
Here's the
texting
thing.
Tina no. and somehow he thought Tim and it got confused. I know, if you're running for sheriff, you should get it right.
Here's the thing. Mike shared my contact info with him. Do you know how it? You know how you get a shared contact? You got the name.
Is that sharing needles? I mean,
no, you get the like the contact card.
Yeah,
it's like a digital contact card.
It says so it right there.
Tina. So
maybe Mike thinks your name is Tim.
Maybe he's got me in his phone as Tim. I'm gonna have to talk to him about that. Just call me Tim.
That's a good. Anyway, I'm gonna contact him.
Yeah. But
I like the fact that he's reaching out. He wants to reach constituents and he wants to talk to
and
them. I haven't gotten any message from Buddy or the other guy.
The voting is early voting is happening now, isn't it?
Is that for the sheriff as well? Yeah,
I'm not sure. I thought everything.
Yeah, early voting. Yeah, but is that just for? Wait, is that? I think that's,
I don't know.
Yeah, we should know this. I think that's for primaries.
Okay.
And we're not registered with any party, so we don't get to do those primaries.
Oh, okay.
At least I'm not. Are you secretly registered as a libertarian?
I'm politically homeless.
I can see you as a libertarian.
Yeah. Libertarian are like conservatives without the guns, right? Isn't that what they are?
Okay. That's Tina@curry.com, everybody. You can email her directly. Do not come to me. I cannot help you at all.
Don't send me anything. I am an independent.
I cannot help you at all.
I'm an independent. I'm a free thinker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let me transition.
Yes, please.
Well, we have my daughter here.
Which was fantastic.
It was lovely to have her here. However, she wasn't feeling well, so she basically self-isolated for the whole week. She was supposed to go camping.
These kids.
She was gonna take my car.
These kids.
I bought her all this food, and I'm like, okay, for her to go camping. And then she decided that she didn't want to go because she wasn't feeling well. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you better eat all that food that I bought you.
Did she actually eat some of that? I have no idea.
I made her take some of it home too. And I took the clementines to the church today because I'm like, they're just going to rot in
our
house. How
about the apples? Did you leave the apples?
The apples are still here, so you can try out your
new
choppers.
I got to try my new teeth. Yeah.
But what I realized though, and I realized this with all of our girls, is that they're grown women. They're adults. They have.
Isn't it weird to look at them and you want to spank them still?
No, I do not want to. Like, no, I don't.
What are you thinking?
That's not me. Like a lot of times I remembered Pastor Jimmy's wise words. Do not go where you are not invited.
Yes.
And so, I mean, she's just, you know, she's a grown woman. She's got her own path and I completely respect it, but it's just amazing how.
I still see them as young girls. I can't help it.
It flipped the switch for me. I don't.
Oh, really?
Yes, and that's what happened with this trip. It flipped the switch for me. I'm like, she is a grown adult woman with her own morals and values and ideals, and I respect all of them. But
oh, well, of course.
But I do not view them. I didn't view Christina as a kid either. And when I see Elise in April, I'm sure I won't. It flipped the switch for me. That was the realization that I experienced. So
okay,
yeah,
I can see that it's harder for me. I'm just like, oh, they're just kids.
Yeah,
they need some help.
Yeah, and I think you know, 2 to 3 days, good.
Oh no, that's I don't care who you are. You whether you're my own blood.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah,
2 to 3 days, you're done. Out
and for now,
no back to back guests. I don't care. Again, I don't care who you are.
That was a little tough. That was a little tough.
But I always try to warn you about these things.
You know what I thought? You know, oh, it's my daughter. It'll be super easy. But it was a little tough. And yeah, the guest room is closed for at least 8 months.
Because Texas Slim was coming through town and he called and he said, yeah, I'm coming through. I'm going to be in Austin. I'm like, brother, here's what we're doing. You can't stay. You can't stay right now.
You're like, my wife will divorce me.
I didn't say that. I said, we've just been busy. There's been back-to-back people.
He didn't ask.
No, so no. He never asked. And I always offer.
I didn't realize how hard it was going to be because I thought, oh, it's my daughter. It'll be super easy. It's not a problem. But it is because I go into mom mode and want to take, you know, just like I want to take care of the guests.
Exactly.
You go into mom mode.
Because you think it's the kids. There you go.
But it switched for me this time. It really switched. So, but I loved having her around. I mean, it's just, she's so smart.
I love talking to her. She knows so much and smart. I learn a lot. And, you know, these young people, I want to say these kids, these young people are all going back to the basics. They're getting off social media. They don't want to go back to blogs. I mean, you're talking my language now. It's like, really? This is cool. Yeah. What else are you giving up?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. So I was happy. I was happy to spend the week with her.
Sir TJ the Raffle sent us something.
Oh, he did.
Yes,
did
he did.
Cackler.
Curry and the Cackler.
That's not me laughing.
No, I think it's Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. Let me hear that again.
Cackler.
Real funny. You know, and Brian, like he said, like, oh, I think TJ's coming through with something's pretty funny.
Well, he had a whole opening that is our opening with the only at the end, all of a sudden it goes to Cackler. I'm like, nah, I can't. That's like defiling the flag.
Oh,
you know, it's our opener.
And this is Scott Lydon. Scott Lydon. Yeah. I believe it's Lydon.
I want to say Lydon.
I never want to call her Peggy. Yeah. That's her husband's fault. He was the one that said, when she was listening, she's like, that's like Curry and the Cackler. Thanks, excellent. Scott.
Well done, Scott. Good job, brother. Good job.
Thanks, TJ.
Yeah, speaking of cackling.
Yeah.
Once again, I was cackled publicly in Java Ranch. Man. Dude. So I learned that Willie, my chess partner, he's played in competitions.
He left that little detail out when he
I said, have you ever played in competition? Yeah. What? Yeah, he was in a chess club. What? Are you kidding me now? He's laughing.
But you know what? He's making you a better player.
I am becoming a better player because we get really... I almost had him. I made some critical errors. I mean, I see him thinking... And his arm will go like this. I'm like, oh crap! Now he's doing something.
You can't see what Adam's doing, but he's moving his arm up and down.
And like, what are you doing? What's going on? He's,
and he just laughs.
Or I'll make a move. He says, "Oh no!" Everyone in the joint's looking, and they all know now. It's hilarious.
You should go. Let's go.
Yeah, really. And then as we're leaving, he says, "Hey, Dave, want to play a game?" And he's playing with some other dude.
Oh.
He's like Willie the chess master now at Java Ranch.
Manipulator, more like it. Yeah.
Well, he's going away the week that we're gone.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's going to.
What week when we're gone?
The weekend we're gone.
Oh, like when we go to Austin.
Yeah, he's in Phoenix or Arizona. With his two brothers, they're going off-road jeeping.
Oh, cool.
I said, are you driving, Willie? No. Oh, well, that's kind of lame.
You have his laugh down perfectly.
Oh, man. It cracks me up. His laugh is hilarious. Yeah. I love his laugh.
Every time I mentioned this the last show, too. Every time we see him at church, his face just lights up. You could tell he just adores you.
Oh, we're buds. And we talk about a little bit more. You know, I said, how was your week? What were you doing? And sometimes he wants to give up because he's used to kind of getting stuck. I'm like, go ahead, I'll wait.
Oh, he wants to give up, huh?
But he's just like, I don't know. I said, yeah, you do.
Oh.
And then I'll wait and then it'll come out. He's so used to giving up.
Oh.
Say, no, let's go.
Oh.
Let's go.
That's nice.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He is very funny. He has he cracks jokes sometimes like, wow, okay. He gets me. He gets me. It's good. It's very good. Oh,
that's nice, honey. I like that.
Yes, go ahead.
No,
please. Please, you had your mouth open.
No, you were going to segue into something.
No, you please go. Please go. Please.
Why? Because you don't have it.
Please.
Okay. I just want to say I realize I probably bit off a little bit more than I can chew.
with...
I'm busy. I got an almost full-time job now.
Oh?
Between doing the show,
doing
the newsletter.
Wait, this show is a lot of work? Is that what you're telling me? Oh.
Doing prep.
Oh.
I do prep.
Oh, man. Oh.
Wait a minute, I'm not done.
Where's my little violin?
I'm not done.
Doing prep? You did zero prep. Zero. You said, well, we'll see if you can do it. You can put the show up with the list. How am I doing? 39 minutes, 40 minutes so far. I think I packed it in. What else you got on your list? What else you got on your list? You got anything on your list? I got a question of the week.
Matter
what else,
fact,
you, what else you got? What you got happening there, girl?
I got, well, also on my list, I'm helping the Sparklemeister with the fashion show.
The hey, that has nothing to do with this show. That's
I'm
that's
saying,
your
I feel
own
like
biz.
I'm busy now. I got a full time job
do.
With the show, the fashion show.
A full time job.
The fashion show.
I love how you think this is a full time job.
I'm working with the Sparklemeister.
It's literally an hour on Tuesday night.
It is
Wednesday
not.
Night. Whatever
I have
it
to
is.
Start thinking about the newsletter. I got to write the newsletter.
Oh,
I got to
schedule. Brain,
I got to think about photos.
It's hurting so much.
Oh,
photos. Photos. Oh,
you're diminishing
photos.
Me. You're diminishing my worth.
No, you're calling it a full-time job. That just
I'm
has
not
to
done.
Stop.
No. I got the fashion show.
Yeah, what is this fashion? Am I in it?
I was going to ask you if you could be in it.
You're kidding me, right? Last time I did that.
I got some great leopard pants for you to
exactly.
wear.
I never lived those pictures down. Yeah, very funny. Put that picture in the newsletter.
I can't. I don't know where it is.
It's somewhere.
Oh, you should find it for me. It's on your old Facebook page.
Well,
you'd have to
I'm not resurrecting my Facebook.
No,
page.
So I'm working. That's March 23rd. So we recruited models. I'm the liaison with the fashion person.
Now, I presume this is for a
for
charity?
Bridge, for Bridge
oh,
Church.
Oh, for the church.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool.
And
how does the money flow? By people paying tickets?
No, it's free. It's all free. It's volunteers, it's donations.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's worship and fellowship with women. And so I'm helping.
Oh, it's for women only?
Yes. So I'm helping coordinate the models with the woman who's bringing the clothing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually going to get up and speak a little bit. I'm going to introduce the woman who's the rep from the clothing line. So there's a lot of work to do.
No, that's real work. Yeah,
I'm also, doing the newsletter for the church. So it's time for another newsletter. So I got to get that ready.
That's a real gig.
That percolates
a real gig. No,
percolates in my
doing,
brain.
Doing newsletters is...
I'm not done. I got more. Okay. Can you come up with something else?
Nope. And that's what it is, this whole show.
Plus, Tannenbaum Ball is resurrecting again. So I'm on
that
committee.
Wait, I thought you were slipping out of that.
No, I'm just I'm not leading
just
it.
Just when I thought I was out, they dragged me back in, man.
No, and so I'm helping Debbie with that. I committed to her. I don't go back on
no,
my commitments.
No, you don't.
And then there's a potential big project of which I can't really talk about that's coming up possibly with the church. So,
yes.
I'm a little busy. I'm like working full time now for free.
Well, you wouldn't charge the church anything.
No, of course
you?
I would never. No. Never.
You're going to charge Curry and the Keeper now all of a sudden? It's like,
Actually, I'm submitting my invoice as soon as the show's
okay,
over.
Okay, well, good luck.
Yeah.
Send it to the P.O. box.
Yeah, send it to the complaint department, which is me.
We didn't go to the P.O. box. What happened?
No, I don't know.
I
was gone all day.
I completely spaced on. I was running around.
I was gone all day.
Well, if you send something to the P.O. box, we will get to you.
Yeah.
The only thing I got here at home was my defense intelligence
agency. Yes, which is much better than your Joe Biden jacket.
Yes. I'll be honest with you. Yes, it is.
Oh, hello.
I love it. I think it's cool.
Yeah, I like it too.
I did my picture on Twitter.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I said, sorry, Pickle Factory, which is code for the CIA. Oh. Said, we have the best boots on the ground producers.
Oh.
People are like, what?
Oh.
Spot the spook.
Spot the spook. Yeah.
So I got just today a very interesting request to do an interview.
Is this what you're saving for the show? And you said at dinner, I'm going to save it for the show.
No, that was Debbie Newby.
Oh, okay.
Sean McDowell.
Sean McDowell. No
doom,
idea.
Doom, doom, doom,
oh,
doom,
evidence
doom.
Demands a
yes.
verdict. Oh my gosh. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. He has a YouTube show with, I don't know, like 250,000 people. And he said his booker reached out and said, Sean would really like to interview you.
Oh,
and he'd
my
seen
gosh.
Me on Rogan talking about his book, which I think he wrote with his dad, or
yes.
he's an updated version
yes,
of
yes.
his dad's work. Yeah.
Oh.
How exciting is that?
Why don't I ever get called for interviews?
Well, you need to go on Rogan first.
Okay.
Oh, I'm
Will
sorry.
You hook me up?
You haven't been, no. you barely want to do this show, let alone be interviewed. You'd be like, no, 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 I don't think so.
What would I talk about with Joe? Like, really, like, hey, me, what kind of beef
me,
do you eat?
Talk about me, you know, as usual.
Talk about you. Oh, that's really exciting.
I'm excited about it.
When is that going to be?
He just came in. He said, you want to hear the email?
Yeah. Oh, babe, that's awesome.
Yeah, I don't get excited by many interview requests, but this one was like, yeah, that's kind of cool. Here we go. Here it is. Adam, Sean McDowell has asked me to reach out to you and see if you'd be interested in an interview with him. On his YouTube channel, he saw your interview with Joe Rogan when you mentioned the book Evidence That Demands a Verdict. He would love to discuss further about your faith journey and the impact that the book had on you.
Oh, wow. That is really cool.
John, the scheduling manager. I need one of those. I need a schedule.
I'm busy. Do not look at me.
Be my scheduling manager, please.
Yeah. No.
That sounds so cool.
No. Maybe Karen can be your scheduling manager now that she's not your campaign manager.
What an insult. What an insult. No, she's going to be my partner in worship on the plots.
She'd probably get you some good interviews, though.
Yeah, and I'm not looking to do interviews, but when a good one like that comes along,
oh, that's great, babe.
Did you have time in your busy schedule to do a GS?
Of course.
Okay, here we go, everybody. Stand back.
Tina's God.
Bam! There it is, everybody.
What? Are you adding that?
Yeah, of course I added that.
Well, I have kind of a couple things have happened. Oh, okay.
All right. It's a multi-GS. All right.
So, you know, this came on Sunday right after I weighed myself, and then I was just shocked. Mm. And it went to show me that things are working, you know, and that I've prayed a lot.
A lot of people have prayed for you, baby.
A lot. I've talked to God a lot about it. I have purposely kept my eyes on Jesus when I felt like the self-loathing was coming in, and I have not been afflicted with that because I have trained myself not to view myself that way. So I feel this, I mean, I'm transforming. Mm-hmm. So that morning, this came up in my daily devotionals, which is Matthew 6:34.
Okay.
Do you know that one?
If you hum a few bars.
Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about for itself.
Mm-hmm. Got
Each
it.
Day has enough trouble of its own. So I read that after I started to feel better. And that was just God's reinforcement. Mm. Like, I got this. Mm. Don't worry about it. I got this. And so I got that message.
Love that.
Then also in Bible study. So I go to Bible study every Thursday and we're reading about Joseph. So Genesis 39, which is really interesting. You know the story of Joseph, right?
Where his brothers... Technicolor dream coat.
No.
Yes, his brothers threw him in the pit to die.
Yes, and then sold him off to the
Egypt.
The Pharaoh.
The Pharaoh in Egypt, yeah.
And so...
And then he became the king of Egypt and went, hey, boys.
Well, we're at the part where he was, you know, put in prison. Mm-hmm. And it's talking... I thought, this is so appropriate for me right now because it's talking about how Joseph was put through so many trials, and this scripture exemplifies how we use our suffering for our own good, how our suffering is used for our own good. And some of our greatest blessings can be found in the darkest
dungeons. In the trials and tribulations,
yes,
of course.
Yes, of course. So to me, I love this Bible study because not only am I getting his family tree down, which is a little difficult, but I'm just learning about how God was always with him through all these trials of being put in prison, you know, with the brothers being thrown in the pit and then being put in prison. And then he was.
And then telling their dad that he died. Didn't they tell him that, oh, he's dead?
If I remember. They didn't exactly say it that. Okay. They kind of twisted it a little bit. But it's so appropriate for me right now with this, and I believe it's a trial, and I know it's a trial, and I know that there's goodness coming on the other end of that, on the other end of
and
this.
And there's something
I
you have
know
to,
it. You, I know
this experience,
it.
You'll do something
yes,
with that.
And I'm becoming so knowledgeable about things that I can help educate other people. And I just don't take the knowledge that I learn at face value. I'm researching it. Mm-hmm. So I love that. So the second one, you know, my friend Tim, who was here, and Peggy and I were ministering to him, and we text back and forth all the time. And so I'm not, besides my devotional that I'm doing with Karen, I open my Bible like, okay, what's God? What do you want me to read today?
That's the Adam Curry system.
Yes. And so today, so I opened my Bible and I said, okay, God, where do you want to lead me? And he led me to Isaiah. Mm-hmm. And the first half of Isaiah is a little different than the second half.
Isaiah is long. Isn't it like 80 chapters or something? It's a lot. At least 60.
Well, I turned to chapter 40. And mm-hmm. so then it brought me to Isaiah 41:13. Mm. And this stood out for me because I needed to tell Tim this, because Tim is embarking on his faith, and things are happening to him. And, you know, and remember when we started and things were happening, and you become fearful and you question and you're worried. And so this verse just jumped out at me, and I sent it to him, and it's Isaiah 41:13. For I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Mm-hmm. And I love how God led me to that, because Tim wrote a really long text message last night, and I read it, but I was like, I'm going to respond in the morning. I'm going to respond in the morning.
Good for you.
And then God just led me to that because Tim needed to hear that.
I love it. That's God saying, I got you.
I love I got that. You. I love that. So it's a double header. Nice. I got shot today. That's, yeah.
I did have my own little bit of good news.
Oh.
You know, I've been praying for Seamus and lifting up his dad for 2 years now with his leukemia, and that, you know, they went for a PET scan at the hospital, which is, you know, it's like two states away. They're going back home.
Oh,
going back home.
And you pray for him every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
The power of prayer.
And really more to lift his dad up. I got that. I think I told you that. I got that message a while back.
But yeah.
Don't pray for him. Don't pray for the boy. Pray for Neil.
Yeah.
His dad, and lift him up. Because he also has another son and a wife and a family to keep together.
He's got a lot on his shoulders. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's just been almost like a daily thing. And he just sent me more good news today.
Oh, that's
and I was like, this is awesome.
I know. And the prayers with Hans too. And you showed me a picture of Hans, and Hans,
oh man,
looks amazing compared to what he did look like.
And 145 days sober, I think. And he sent me a picture of the church he's going to in Spain, and lighting candles for all of us.
Hey,
this God thing, this Jesus stuff is pretty good, man.
I'm digging it. We are new people, baby.
That's
new
right. people. Jesus freaks. Yes. At your service.
Wow. I'm a disciple.
Now it's time to hear from the cults.
I'm a disciple. I just call myself a Jesus freak. Yeah.
We got to hear from those cocksuckers now.
What did you say?
No.
Wait,
what did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the
Man, value for value. You know, I would really love it if everybody who is listening to this podcast right now, you might be listening to us on our website, curryandthekeeper.com. If you wouldn't mind, go to podcastapps.com. If you've never used a podcast app, grab Fountain. You can use any of them there. It is so important to get into the ecosystem of podcasts, because you just never know when things are going to stop working in the internet in general. And with this new system, you can support all of your favorite podcasts with value for value right in the app.
Yes.
It's really a cool system. I spent a lot of my life building it.
Yes, you did.
Now, we do appreciate people who send us PayPal donations or any other value for value, because the concept is we put this out. There's no commercials, no creepy corporate money. There's no levels or subscriptions or hoops you have to. There's no tote bags.
No tote bags. Yes.
However, if you do amass $500 worth of donations, you do get a handsome Curry and the Keeper set of glasses with the limited edition coasters, Sam and Yeh's. You become a Sam and Yeh, which is by itself a title. And every single time someone supports us over $50, you become either an executive or associate executive producer, credit you can use everywhere. Go to curryandthekeeper.com to the donation page. Sign up for our newsletter too, because Tina puts a lot of work into it, as you just heard.
Yeah, I work full time.
So we have a top donor today. yes. our executive producer with 200 Fiat fun coupons from the PayPal dollars, Brandy Horn.
I know, my sweet, sweet, sweet girlfriend, Brandy. Brandy, you are so kind. I don't have a note from her.
I don't have a note from her either.
But Brandy, I just love this girl so much. And I love that God brought her into my life at J. Crew. We've talked about her because she was just baptized last month yes. or earlier this month.
And you were working at J. Crew. Basically there to just compete with college girls and make them cry.
Yeah, wipe the floor with them.
Make them cry with your sales because it was purely, you just didn't want to sit at home and watch me work. So
I wanted to do something and I did not want to sit in front of a computer anymore. No, I had done that for so many years.
You really liked the retail experience.
I did. I was like, I'm a pretty good salesperson. Mm-hmm. But that's how I met Brandy. And then the link was she knew No Agenda.
Right.
She'd listen to No Agenda. Her friends would listen to No Agenda. She's so easy to get along with. I just love her. And
does she still have the hat business?
Yes. Yeah. She made my
what's,
hat.
What's the name of it?
Liberty Ranch.
Liberty Ranch?
Liberty Ranch mm-hmm. Hat Company. Yeah. Hat company.
Beautiful hats.
Gorgeous. And so she recently moved closer to us and then she started coming to Bridge Church. And I mean, and Annette told me that she signed up for so many things at the church. Like she is getting involved.
She doesn't seem like a go-getter at all, does she now?
She's lovely. Thank you so much, Brandy. Thank you, Brandy. You are a doll.
Appreciate that.
You are just a doll.
We got $50 from Sir Paul from Twickenham. He's a well-known No Agenda producer.
Oh.
And thank you very much. Has he donated before? I think he has.
Paul Webb?
No. Yes. Sir Paul.
I want to say he has, but decant him
just in case. Yes. Sir Paul from
Twickenham. You've been decanted.
I think he's in the UK. Mm-hmm. Now, the note that you forwarded me, was that from Ben? Is that the one from mm-hmm. Ben? $50 from Ben Herbstreit.
Yes. What a lovely. And he needs to be decanted.
He does need to be decanted. I look at Herbstreit. Is he from Germany? Where is he from?
Oh, You've been decanted.
He says, I just donated through PayPal. Long story short, I've listened to No Agenda for years, and my wife and I have benefited from Adam and now yours and his story and journey to faith. We met 12 years ago doing mission work in Australia, and my beautiful keeper from Estonia have poured all of our savings into family and visiting them every year in Europe. It was hard spending our best years for the Lord, but it has brought us the most joy in life. So the missionaries. I'm so happy you two have found that as well. There's nothing in life that can compare to what God brings to our lives. I love that you're both going deep. Yes, we are. It's easy to get caught up in the hype of church and the newness of being saved. But after being a missionary for most of my life, I can say the best advice I can give is to go deep. Get those roots in so that whatever anyone says, you won't sway away from God and His word. He will teach you things in your heart that no one can take from you. Lean into those things like you have been. Or as Pastor Jimmy says, we're standing. Yeah. We're not leaning, we're standing.
Yeah.
Standing right there. Thank you, Ben. That's so kind. And nice to meet you.
Yes. Welcome. And thank you so much.
Welcome to
Vineyard Nation.
We're happy to have you.
Yes.
And this has been a good show. $50 from Marco Frissen. And he says, Tina and Adam, in the evening after the decanting, I thought I'd make this a monthly donation.
I know.
So as of today, February 21st, onward, a monthly $50 for the Adam, Tina, and Phoebe triplets.
Oh, thank you.
Greetings
that's so sweet.
From the Dutch Vineyard region. Thank you, Marco.
Oh, Marco, that's really, really kind.
Very kind.
Thank you so much.
And $49.99, although we do always give this person an associate executive producership, Mac Tank. On the monthly. Thank you,
that's
Mac Tank.
That's a cool name, Mac Tank. Mac I wonder Tank. If that's his real name.
Or hers.
Or hers. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Mac
you don't know.
Tank.
Yeah, you. Yeah.
I'm assuming.
Mackenzie.
Oh, yeah.
Which can also be a dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Just saying.
Okay.
Then we have 2533, another subscription from Katie Trimble. Thank you, Katie.
Yeah,
we always
Katie. Thank you.
Recognizable number with the 33 magic number in there. We appreciate that. Michael Hall with his regular $7 subscription. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael.
Then we have it's a new kind of donation. Reading the newsletter, this is now a striker boost.
Oh, instead
it's
of striper.
Striper. I'm like,
sorry.
You didn't send me the newsletter to proofread.
You never read it anyway.
And I got the newsletter. I'm like, oh, it's a
my proofreader in Indiana didn't catch it either.
Striker. Matthew Sweet is crying. 77-77 from Sir Brian with an I.
Oh.
And he says, so, Tina's breakfast consists of decaf coffee and 3 tablespoons of butter. Does the butter go in the coffee or is it on a side plate with a fork? Asking for a friend.
It goes in the coffee and it's a frothed.
Yes, with the froth.
With a frother.
Frother.
Yes.
He says, don't fret over the gray meat.
I threw that out.
When I was in elementary school, we had Salisbury steak on Tuesday, and look how I turned out.
Look.
In the evening,
in
y'all.
In the evening!
Yes, look.
By the way, look. She says, look.
I always say, you're an odd one.
You make a dynamite Salisbury steak.
I do.
With mushrooms.
I do.
Sauce.
And the gravy. It's
very, very, very good.
I know.
And it's paleo.
It's paleo.
Let me see. We have Jacob R. Davis with 5,000 sets.
Yes, yeah, in Hawaii.
Did Tina say she misses eggs? Wow, Tina's palate has come a long way. Long-time listener, obviously.
Yes.
Good luck finishing up the elimination diet. Have you been tested for celiac, Tina?
Yes.
It's often linked to Hashimoto's. I know 6 people who have both. Oh, what a party.
Oh, gosh.
On another note, as an Eagle Scout, dude. Eagle Scout, that's no small feat. Becoming an Eagle Scout, those people usually become president.
Oh, Biden is not an Eagle Scout. I can probably say that with 100% certainty.
Well, or like captains of industry and CEOs.
No, I know it's difficult to achieve
Eagle
that.
Scouts are amazing people. He says, when I hear the jingle KTLD and KYBO, I laugh a little. Why? In scouting, KYBO stands for keep your bowels open. It's something we say at camps as kids don't typically like to poop in an outhouse, and they get sick if they hold it for the week. Well, what a great piece of knowledge. We're so happy to know this. Well, for us, it's keep your buckets overflowing, which I guess kind of works the same way for the Eagle Camps scouts. Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
That is funny.
Dame Trish boosts 1,000 sats, and she says, Tina, Trish, wishing you a restored health and sending blessings.
Oh, Trish is a sweetie.
And we got 777 from user 7750, a whole bunch of numbers. How about you
change your username?
Change your username in Fountain and Sakai the Horse with 500 from Podcast Guru.
Wow, everybody's so generous.
Very generous. We really appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you so much for supporting Curry and the Keeper. It's not so much the amount, it's just the fact that you assign some value to it and send it back to us. Or people who do things for us, like TJ the Wrathful, with, may I point out, just a fabulous new open tackler.
TJ, I don't know if I can forgive you for that one, Kamala Harris.
Let me see.
The only thing I wanted to bring up, because this was the other night before we get into
QOD.
QOTW. Okay, QOT. Oh, question of the week. Question of day.
Okay, babe. Leave the acronyms to your husband. Okay.
I know you're so good at those too.
I'm the acronym guy.
But I wanted to talk about
TAM. So the acronym guy.
Yeah. So I wanted to bring up that the other night we had.
Wait, is this going to be a good story or is this a slam Adam?
No.
We had a jingle. Slam Adam.
Adam's pouring his wine. Do you want everybody to hear
I'm not actually pouring. I'm using
the Korvin.
The Korvin, yeah.
From OG Samanier Michael.
OG Samanier Michael,
I wanted to talk about how the other night we had the music on and Lovely Day from Bill Withers came on.
Oh, yes. Thank
and
you
I
for
just
reminding
wanted to tell the
that.
Story about that because it's such a, it's so...
It's our song.
Yeah,
it's
but you can
song.
Really see God's hand in everything when you look at it when you're still.
Oh yeah.
And so we were dating. You were in the penitentiary. In
your apartment. That was my apartment. I wasn't actually incarcerated.
Your bachelor pad with the stripper pole.
That's correct.
Yes. We talked about that in our previous show. You have to listen to previous shows to understand why Adam had a stripper pole in his apartment.
Hey, just look at me.
Yeah.
Enough said.
You're a married man now, dude.
That's right. No stripper pole here.
Yeah.
Gun range. Gun range 9mm and AR-15.
And a wire outside of our house still connected to the flagpole.
CQ, CQ, CQDX.
So anyway, we were dating, I don't know, a couple months, not long. And we were sitting out on your balcony.
2015.
Mm-hmm. And the song Lovely Day came on.
On the Sonos, which I had on my balcony.
Yes. Boom, and boom, I was, boom, boom, yep. Boom, 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 and I boom. Said, oh my gosh, this is my favorite song. And you commented that you liked it too. And
oh, I love this
I said,
song.
It reminds yeah. me, it reminded me of my dad, but it's always been my favorite song. Mm-hmm. And later that day, because I used to stalk you on Twitter all the time, like to see what you were doing. And you had just tweeted, you took a picture of like the skyline.
Sun, the sun rising, yeah, I think, something. Yeah, from
you,
my balcony.
You tweeted Lovely Day. Oh, mm-hmm. And I knew that was a nod to me. I knew it was.
Well, of course, I was only dating you.
Yeah, well, oh, really?
For sure. A couple months in, for sure.
Okay.
Of course, baby. Of course.
It's okay. And I was dating a few people too. It doesn't matter. I'm not what? Talking about that.
Talking, what?
That's not the point of the story.
You weren't exclusive to me? What?
It's not the point of the story.
No, but it's an interesting sidetrack. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And so yes. then it comes full circle, and that is
well, we got married.
That was the song we walked into. We yeah. walked up the aisle together because it was I wasn't gonna like do the whole bride thing walking up to you. I wanted to walk in with
and
you.
And I would lift the veil.
Yes.
And like, you would wear white, like, okay, all right, everybody.
But no, and so then we...
And we were just in bed last the other night and boom, boom, boom. Boom
I know,
boom. And I
start
dancing, which is always cool. Doom, to doom, doom, because I got the moves.
Stop dancing.
Stop dancing, stop singing, okay?
No, but my point in bringing that up is that now, you know, I can see God in all of that. That is so cool. I love that.
And I see it in your smile, babe.
Oh, thanks. And it goes to show you that God is right in he's right in the center of our marriage, which is so cool.
And hopefully he will stay right in the center with my question of the week.
Uh-oh. You
know what it's time for?
Oh, yes, hon.
The question of the week.
I really had to think long and hard
will
about
will he participate this week?
Oh, you will participate.
The question of the week.
You're probably going to go, that's lame. I can't believe you asked that.
The question of the week.
Right, everybody, because Tina was way too busy with incredible things that she's doing. She said, I've got nothing. I have nothing on the list. I can't do this show. I'm so nervous. I'm so jacked up. I can't do it. We have nothing. We can't even do a show. I got you, babe. I'll take care of it. I'll do everything. How about the question of the week? No problem.
Okay. Phew. I kind of like this.
The question of the week.
Yes.
Who, and it can be from any period in your life, was your favorite teacher and why?
Oh, the teacher that had the most impact on me
that would be appropriate.
Yes, was my science teacher in seventh grade, Mrs. Really? Hodges.
Mrs.
Yes.
Hodges.
Yes.
Oh, dude, I've never heard this story before. No. I love this.
And the reason that she made such an impact on me because this was the first time that I really felt supported by a teacher. So I was starting to change. I started to realize that it was easier to be a good student than to be a troublemaker. And I didn't want to be a troublemaker in school. And I saw I got more accolades by being a good student. And I was running for seventh grade vice president.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And did you win? And
I was one of two candidates. Mm-hmm. And something was happening where some people were saying some nasty things about me. And Mrs. Hodges turned to me and she said, she helped me, and I can't remember in which way, but I remember her saying that, you used to be so obnoxious, and now you're so nice.
Was she not confused with one of your sisters?
Maybe. But I didn't, yeah. So I'll never forget that. Like, I really felt supported by her, and I thought, and that was like, ding! It's nice. So much better to be a good student than it is to be an obnoxious student.
Nice.
And that kind of changed my trajectory. Mm. I didn't win. But I did get up and I had to do a speech in front of the whole assembly.
Well, I'm sure that
I had to do a speech. Wow. Yeah. And I didn't win, but that's okay.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah.
That's you a didn't name even I know, never, no, you I've didn't never even heard know that story. Before.
Yeah. Mrs. Hodges.
So although I've had many names pop to my mind, the one for me that just stuck out was Mrs. Carlstead.
Okay.
Second grade.
Oh.
And I remember because
where were you in second grade?
In Kensington, Maryland.
Okay.
And I think I turned seven.
Okay.
Six or seven, is that seventh, second grade? Something around
yeah,
there.
Yeah, something like that. And, seven, yeah.
And I remember two things. It was 1970. So maybe I was six.
You were six.
19, so 70, 71. And I remember she complimented this. You'll get a good laugh at it. She complimented me on my drawing of a Boeing 747, which was the new plane at the time.
Oh.
Now, you know my handwriting and my drawing.
Yes.
What an angel she was to compliment me. But I also remember it was, and she was kind of a strict kind of looking woman, not kind, but she had short hair, kind of like Mrs. Carlstedt, just the name alone. But I remember I felt like she took me seriously.
Oh.
And
at 6 years old, 7 years old?
I was a young bloomer. What can I tell you?
You're like, I'm going to invent podcasting one of these days, Mrs. Carlstedt. No,
well, moreover, because she's like, what are you drawing? I said, this
did
is
you just say moreover?
I did. Is that bad?
Wow, you're so intelligent.
Boosh.
I was drawing a 747. Wow. I was really into that airplane. It was brand new and had four engines. She's like, this is very interesting. Can you tell me about the 747? Maybe it was early pilot stuff, but that was, I just, and the fact that I remember Mrs. Carlstedt, that I remember her name is just kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So
that's kind of cool.
I'm sure she's long gone, I guess.
Yeah.
She must be long gone.
Yeah. When I was in fifth grade, I had Mr. Clark, and he used to shake us when we were messing around in class. He would take our shoulders and he would violently shake us.
Oh, well, we had in my first year of junior high, the history teacher, oh my goodness, what was his name? He would throw the eraser. If you weren't paying attention, he would throw the eraser at your head. And usually the blackboard eraser, usually they were just soft, but some of them had wood.
Oh.
And I never got the wood to my head, but it did happen. What was his name? Oh, man, I can't remember. He was actually not a bad guy.
I mean, they actually put their hands on kids because in sixth grade.
Yeah, they kick you into shape.
They would take the kids out in the hallway with the paddle, and the paddle had drilled holes in it. So you could hear the air like, whack.
Wow. Really?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
That's like my mom, Adam Clark Curry.
Yeah.
If you don't stop that, I'm going to spank you with the hairbrush, bristle side down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And now.
No joke, man.
Now they're like.
No, the Child Protective Services roll right up, arrest you.
Yeah.
And what's this stripper pole you got in your house, Mr. Curry?
Yeah. And the teacher's like, I'm protecting the child. I'm taking him away from you because you have a stripper pole in your house. Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, baby.
So yeah, we're busy. We're busy. We're busy again.
You're busy.
We got Austin. We got the pickleball tournament.
Yeah, we got some travel coming up.
I'm going to Florida. I'm going to New York. We have a lot going on.
And above all, you are the sunshine of my life.
Oh.
And beautiful.
Aww.
And I love you.
I love you too, babe. Thanks for meeting me here.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I'm here every week on Wednesday.
Okay, I'll be here too.
Drop on by.
I'm a little busy, but I'll be here.
I love you.
I love you too.
We'll see you next week, everybody.
Bye.
In the evening. Vineyard Nation.
Harry and the Keeper.